And now dictation for James Mikey, M-I-K-E-K, June 1938, addresses a letter to Brian or Brianne, B-R-I-A-N-N-E, Dropper, D as in David, R-O-P-E-R, and P, 463-2249. Dear Brianne, follow-up for Mr. Mikey. With chronic kidney disease. Urinary retention, folate catheter in, with recent folate catheter. Plans for UroLift postponed because of uncontrolled diabetes. A1C was running at 10. Medications were adjusted, treated for urinary tract infection, indwelling folate catheter, uses a cane but no falls, he looks frail, hard of hearing, presently no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, good urine output, no abdominal back pain, fever, no chest pain palpitation, increase of dyspnea, mobility restricted, other review system negative, medication list review. I'm going to highlight furosemide beta blockers for diabetes on Jardiance, metformin a low dose to be increased to 1,000. Remains on inhalers and medication for prostate. Weight 186, blood pressure 112/65, looks chronically ill, frail. No respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no gross ascites tenderness, no gross edema. Next paragraph, recent chemistry, October, creatinine 1.88, which is baseline, representing a GFR 34 stage 3B. Low sodium, normal potassium acid base, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus. Anemia 10.9, normal white blood cell platelets, large red blood cells 101. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B, obstructive uropathy. Indwelling folate catheter, recent urinary tract infection, uncontrolled diabetes, increase metformin to 1,000 milligrams, same Jardians, he might need to start on insulin. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, no evidence of volume overload. No need for EPO treatment, no need for phosphorus binders. Other chemistry is stable. Patient and daughter very anxious about having the procedure. Short of continue checking glucose at home as he is. A1C, it will take longer to show improvement. We used to use in the old times fructosamine as a test to assess for the last 2-3 weeks glucose average versus 2-3 months on A1C. I do not know if laboratory is still doing that, but we will explore. Continue chemistry in a regular basis. He is told that A1C needs to be around 8 before the UroLift procedure is done. He has relatively low ejection fraction with prior atrial fibrillation. All issues discussed at length, end of dictation.